The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready. 310-463-2318 or visit tiofsc.com.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and I hope that you are waking up and starting your day in a positive way. We are the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. We are in the 805, and good morning, and thank you for welcoming us into your home, and or if you're driving, if you've got an early start on your day. I'm Kim. I'm here with
Jennifer Chastain. Good morning, everyone.
How's it going?
I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm really enjoying summer, enjoying the beach. Had a great 4th of July.
Went up to Santa Barbara,
right? We did. We went to Santa Barbara. It was really a great weekend.
We were down in Laughlin and 118 down there.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And then we were out here just, kicking back on our boat. And you know, it's every week we kind of try a new restaurant and... I tell you, we ate at the Sushi House over in Ventura. Have you ever eaten there?
I've not been to the Sushi House.
Yeah, it's just a little hole in the wall, but really good.
That's
really
sometimes good, so. I think the best sushi. It's actually the best restaurants. Like my kids do junior lifeguard, and I love to go to Mrs. Anderson's and have breakfast after I drop them off, sort of read my paper. Like I love those little hole in the wall kind of places.
Yeah, I love it. Anyways, again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Tom, how are you?
Everything's well over here. Having a good Saturday. Another beautiful day.
There you go. I guess this last week you had a little flat tire or something, right?
Yeah, we had an incident in the KVTA van just up on California Street.
Yeah, well.
Comedy of errors.
Isn't that how it works? You're just like, okay, so God doesn't want me to get any further right now. I'll just take a little view, you know?
That's what we had to do.
AAA,
first time going to Santa Barbara, breakdown, called AAA.
Were they fast?
This so fast. It was ridiculous.
I don't know if
I
they have like
AAA.
More people on or what, but they're really quick now. So
I'd say if you don't have AAA, you're out of your gourd.
I'm telling you.
They get it done if you dress nice. You don't want to crawl under the tire. If you don't go left,
they're not one of our sponsors.
What about locking
your
keys in the car?
Oh. Yeah.
When I was younger, I did that. Like they knew me by name.
Oh, mm-hmm. God. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that too. It's like, you know, that you shut and you're going, oh,
yeah.
You know.
And you go there and you get one of those little triptychs and they'll tell you, everything. It's great.
My aunt always says triptych and I say to her, what are you talking about? That's the only thing about AAA. Like, I don't get the triptych. And with, like, computers and stuff, I'm not sure that you need a triptych. Like, I'm very concerned. My aunt always says, oh, you're going to such and such. Did you go to AAA and get your triptych? I'm like, no, I'm way too young for a triptych.
But, well, the other thing that the triptych will do for you, it's more than, you know, if you go in and you say, hey, we're going here, they'll just roll out a zillion suggestions. And I know you can go through Yelp and do this and that, but they just know the grounds. And even Disneyland, which I've been to a couple of times. They showed me something, and I go, "You're kidding me!"
Really?
And just little stupid. Stay here.
And I'm not that much younger than you, seasoned. But I think I'm just like the triptych was not in my vocabulary because my aunt will still say it. I'm like, I know she's doing this to make me crazy because I'm not using a triptych.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I did get our insurance, our traveling insurance. You know, and it was funny because my dad got it first, and then he goes, "I met a girl that you went to school with." I'm like, "Well, perfect. I'll give her the business." You know.
And how do you find AAA in the yellow pages?
Oh, seriously?
No.
Oh, I'm like, okay, oh, Tom. God. Come on.
I was like, what?
All right. You borrow the phone next to you and say, "Do you mind if I call AAA on your phone?" Because my phone is probably locked in my car with all my stuff.
There you go. Anyways, again, if you're just tuning in with us, we've got a great show. We've got lots of things to give away. And of course, our show is a little bit different than everybody else's. We have our own phone number and we want to hear from all of you out there. We've been getting so many calls and, you know, and we love all of your things that you're doing and that, you know, that you're talking about. And we'd love to hear all the things that we inspire you about and all of our great guests. So I'm going to start off with a little motivation to start your day in a positive way. Life is like riding a bicycle. In order to keep your balance, you must keep moving. So give that a little bit thought there. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, our number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we want to hear from all of you out there. Everybody, call in. We've got amazing guests. If you want to know about more about how you can get in touch with our guests or how you can get any of their programs that they're doing, we want to hear about it. We'll get you in touch with them. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, our newsletter, right?
Yes, our newsletter. And also, you can download our podcast from your smartphone and take us anywhere you go when you're running, when you're exercising, or even at the beach enjoying some quiet time.
I've been doing that a lot lately. Yeah. So anyways, we are here really to just help you listen, love, and learn. And that's what it's all about. And Tom, you want to talk about all of our great gifts?
Great prizes. Let's start off with the restaurant gift cards. How about Mrs. Olson's Breakfast for Two? Pete's Breakfast House also in there. $25 Lure Fish House. $25 for BJ's Restaurant. Love that place. $25 at Famous Dave's. And the Lazy Dog Cafe, another great place for the family. $25. July 17th through the 26th, Cabrillo Music Theater presents Oklahoma the Musical. It's a classic. You're going to love it. July 18th and 19th, Tequila and Taco Music Festival at the Collection River Park in Oxnard. Margarita Day is Sunday. I highly recommend that. July 25th, second annual Miss Plus 805 pageant at the Pacifica High School Performing Arts Center in Oxnard. We'll give away a pair of tickets for that. And finally, what a big party this is, July 25th and 26th, the Oxnard Salsa Festival, Plaza Park, downtown Oxnard, food, music, and dance. It's a whole lot of fun. And this is a family fun four-pack from
there
Kim
you
McConnell.
Go.
Oh, fun.
Thank you. And I want to tell you that we have the fair coming up, the Ventura Fair, and we've got tons of tickets. And all these things that you've heard here, you can also win them on Facebook. Definitely like our page, and then we can find out more about all the stuff that we have going on there. And what we would love to do is have you share us with all of your friends there. The other thing, right now, if you're really passionate about anything going on in, you know, like you make something, enter the fair.
I was just going to say that. If you go to their website, you can you can find where you enter any of your items for the fair. I have a friend who sent it out to all of us, and she's like, we all can do something. Enter it in the
fair. I know. And right now is the time to get that in right now. So anyways, our friends over at Ventura Fair, I just went to their poster signing. And I'm
fun.
Telling you, it was like 11-year-old, 14-year-old. Oh my God, you should see the posters this year.
I love when they enter
all the kids in to do that.
And I love when they are the kids who raise the animals and then give them
to
the fair.
Yeah,
that's such a great.
The 4-H.
Yeah, 4-H. There exactly. I love that. Now, okay, I just was thinking, did I say Mrs. Anderson's or Mrs. Olson's?
You did say Mrs. Anderson's.
And
I was like, where do you take your
Mrs.
kids?
Mrs. Olson's, okay. Because I'm really wanting some potatoes right now.
Oh,
so
God. All right. It's
so
kind of early,
bring
but
them, that'd be awesome.
Anyways, let's just start off with a gift. How about Pete's Breakfast House? Call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I know, God, we've been talking a lot, but I want to introduce Michelle, is it Say it again.
Fondin.
Fondin. And you know what? I'm so glad you're here in the studio with us. I love when we have somebody on and then I told her she got an A on her books, that we were so passionate about all of the stuff that you do. And you are the author of The Wheel of the Healing. And I think I got that wrong the last time. So
with Ayurveda.
Ayurveda. Yeah, remember that? Okay.
I remember.
Anyways, and I'm so excited to hear more about that and learn about that. My friend Susan Lynn just stepped into the studio, and we're going to get her on too. But we've got a full studio. We're so glad that you're here. We're also going to be joined with Dr. Sarah Gottfried, and her book is The Hormone Reset Diet. I don't know about you, but that might work really well for me.
Well, there's such a controversy as to whether or not you should take hormones or not take hormones. So this will be really interesting.
I know. There you go. And it's kind of that time of our life where it's just a natural part of life.
You have to think about it at some point, you know, how you're going to handle all those changes going on in your body.
Exactly. So anyways, we are so glad you're here again. The phone number here is 805-419-0008-419. 0008. We are giving away Pete's Breakfast House right now. That's for two. And then also, how about July 25th, the second annual Miss Plus 805 pageant at Pacifica? We've got tickets for you. So call in right now. It's going to be a really great time. And call in right now. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Michelle and the author of The Wheel of Healing with Ayurveda. All right, it's early. I'm sorry. So anyway, stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings, with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter. And that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thanks so much for being here. I do want to do a little shout-out, and we've got tickets to the Surf Rodeo, and that's the Music and Surf Festival. That is going to be fun. That is this weekend, today and tomorrow, July 11th and 12th, and it's at the Pierrepont Beach in Ventura. And
I love that whole area. I love the Pierrepont Inn. I love it. It's very, like, old school retro beach.
Yeah. So anyways, give us a call right now. We'd love to give a pair of tickets away, 805-419-0008. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life in the 805. And Michelle, welcome, welcome. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Kim. Yeah. I love being here and sunny California.
I know. We've been a little June gloom. I'm hoping now that we're in July that it kind of could.
But, you know, when you live here year round, you forget. Somebody said to me, this is like vacation living. And, you know, I don't think of that because I'm born and raised here, but it kind of is.
It kind of is. You're like absolutely right. So anyways, again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, our next guest is Michelle Fondin. And tell us a little bit about yourself, your passion, and how you came up with your book, your workbook.
Definitely, yeah. So, I was always interested in healthy living ever since I was like 12 years old. I did Richard Simmons workouts when I was 12.
She just dated herself.
Jane Fonda.
Yeah, there you go.
I was introduced to yoga at age 18, started practicing a mostly vegetarian lifestyle, but it really wasn't until age 28 that my life really took a turn and I began to embrace a much, much healthier lifestyle. And so I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer at age 28, and it was devastating. Wow. I had two small children at the time. And of course, the diagnosis of cancer at any age
Absolutely.
Is devastating.
You know what,
so
to bring
scary.
That up, okay, did you guys hear about the doctor? I know this is just, but the doctor that that gave all those people medicine.
That.
Oh my God, seriously, that is like it's just unkind. It's like the worst thing anybody could do. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
He gave all these people medicine and said they had cancer, and now they've been taking the cancer medicine.
But he
medicine.
Was getting like their blood
He was getting
work
a kickback, yeah.
So that, and he was like,
you go,
he
you
was
trust
financially
your doctor.
Benefiting
oh my gosh.
From all this. Right?
Yeah, anyways. Negative. Yeah. But, you know, it's just, you know, that's a scary thing. I mean, and I kind of, my message is, you know, doctors are practicing, right? We have to trust them, but we have that inner soul.
Well,
of
it's
us.
Like with anything. There's good doctors, there's bad doctors. There's good policemen, there's bad
exactly.
policemen. You always have to, you know,
yeah.
that's probably why even doctors will tell you should get a second opinion.
Totally. Absolutely. And I really thank you, Jennifer. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
I'm here
and
for you.
Yeah. It's really for me, that's what it was. Is, you know, I was 28. I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Immediately, they had me getting into this biopsy. The hour later, they said, okay, you need to schedule surgery. My head was spinning. I didn't even know what a thyroid was.
Right.
And all of a sudden, they're saying you have to have surgery and get your thyroid removed. And, you know, and all along the process, I kept asking the question, why? Why did I get cancer? What causes cancer? I knew instinctively inside of myself that if I didn't discover the reason why I allowed myself to get this sick, that certainly it would reoccur in the future. And I thought, my gosh, 28 years old is much too young to be dealing with my own mortality. And most 20-year-olds don't even think about their own mortality.
No, that's great. And I mean, that's a great message right there.
Yeah. And so I began the search. I really began the search as to the reasons why. And why did I allow myself to become ill? And I looked at a lot of healing modalities and was introduced to Ayurveda, actually, by a friend who handed
Ayurveda.
Me.
Ayurveda.
Ayurveda.
What is Ayurveda?
So Ayurveda is a 5,000-year-old medical system from India. It's a holistic medical system, but it's also a complete medical system. So it really includes everything that Western medicine includes, such as diagnosis, surgery, herbal medicine is their pharmacology, but it also has this other component that really is all about living in balance. It's about preventive, making sure you're living a lifestyle that's not going to allow you to become ill. And it's also consciousness-based. So it's a little bit more spiritual-based. And as you spoke about, you know, getting a second opinion of your doctor is really going back to your intuitive nature. It's going back to, okay, I'm going to follow what the doctor says. However, I'm just going to get a second opinion because something doesn't feel right maybe in this diagnosis that I'm getting.
Did you get a second opinion?
I actually did. I did my first surgery. I just followed protocol, even though inside of myself I felt, you know, I don't know if this is the right path. However, I was young. I had children. I had family that said, you know, you're a mom.
You need to do
whatever it is to stay alive. But I had to have a second surgery, and that's when I did get my second opinion. And it was actually from the doctor who really kind of saved my life in the end, who he was an allopathic or traditional Western medical doctor, but he also studied in South America. He studied acupuncture, herbal medicine, and everything. So he was able to, and you know, he approached me. He didn't look at my files. You know, when you walk into the doctor's office, they're looking at the files, right?
Absolutely.
They barely look you in the eye. But he looked me in the eye and he said, hey, hon, what's going on? And he like tossed the files aside, opened up his arms to give me a great big hug.
I see, to me, that I love. Susan's going to, you know, you always have amazing, powerful, and passionate people in your life. That's what I love. I love that because he's going from his gut, right? It's his intuition.
Exactly. And so he did. And, you know, instantly I trusted him. I had never met the man before. And instantly I trusted him. And I said, you know, I'm not really certain if I need to go in for this second surgery. Like, I don't feel it's right. And he just looked at me and he said, you know what? If you were my daughter, I would tell you to get the surgery.
See, that's what I think is so important when a doctor, because I know they can never tell you what to do. But if it were... To sort of put it in those terms helps you make a decision. It's not going to make your decision, but it helps you make a decision.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but, you know, after that, you know, I didn't go back to him straight away just because he wasn't under my medical insurance. You know, we're young, a young couple. But a year later, when I began having a lot more health issues, which really led me to Ayurvedic medicine, I went back to see him, and he ultimately approached my health holistically, and really it was amazing, and it was worth the money. Honestly, it was worth the money at the
time.
Well,
it always is worth the money. It's just that sometimes we don't put ourselves on the list. You know, it's like my daughter right now, she's got her two twins, and you know, she's nursing, and you know, you have like things that you're not feeling so good, and I'm like, honey, I know you're taking care of your babies. Take care of yourself too. And sometimes we forget. As women, you know, we take care of everybody else but ourselves. And so,
exactly.
You know, so I love that you're bringing that to all of our attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where did you go from there?
So from there, really, I started looking to the root cause of what caused my cancer in the beginning. And I actually, the concept of the book, The Wheel of Healing with Ayurveda, was really built upon my own healing. And so I said, I know I'm eating well, but how can I eat better? So I went to my physical health, and really Ayurveda takes you first and foremost to your physical health first to kind of look at your diet and how it is, your lifestyle, how you're living your life. And being a mom of two small children, I was a school teacher at the time, I really wasn't taking time for myself.
Right.
I didn't even know I had a tumor in the side of my neck. That's how out of touch I was with myself. And
do you feel like you're more in touch with yourself now?
Oh, most definitely.
I was just going to say that, like, I had 12 years ago melanoma removed, and I literally will be like, oh, that's a new freckle. Like, you know, I can, you just know your body so much better, I feel like.
Absolutely. Yeah. But I also started looking at different things. I started looking at my relationships and where I was ailing there, my emotional health, healing my past. I looked at, okay, what am I holding on to from the past that is making me ill? Because we hold on to things from the past.
Like an old story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I just started looking at all the aspects, my spiritual health, and really that's what led me to healing, was looking at all of these, because I said, you know what? I'm done with the lesson of cancer. I don't need to get this again.
Where are you at in your life now?
I am cancer-free. It's been 13 years.
Wow.
So, yeah, absolutely. And you know, in living this lifestyle, I just don't get sick.
So what is the lifestyle? What exactly, so that we could share it with our listeners, what exactly is that? And I'm so glad that you are here with us.
Thank you.
You know? And it's funny, you know, you have, like you just said, with your doctor, that connection.
Yes.
I love when you get a connection with people because you know that you're talking to the same language.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. And it's so important to have that with your doctor. The doctor that removed my melanoma from my leg, he was not a warm and fuzzy person. People will say he's the meanest man I've ever met, and I will say, I don't care what you say about him, Dr. Rahimi saved my life, and he is the best doctor I've ever had.
Yes.
You know, because I had that with him. He was a great doctor for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there are some doctors that maybe not, they don't have the bedside manner, but that they're very, very good at what they do.
That's how Dr. Rahimi was. He was maybe, I wasn't going to go out to lunch with him, but he like took off my melanoma from my leg, and thank goodness it's never come back. And he did a huge scar, but it never came back.
Yeah. So Ayurveda, as far as lifestyle is concerned, really works on the emphasis of balance versus imbalance. So rather than looking at yourself as a set of symptoms, because often when you go to the doctors, it's symptoms. What symptoms am I having? Here, doctor, I'm having these set of symptoms. But it's really looking at balance versus imbalance. So you're going to balance yourself through diet, through exercise, lifestyle, daily routine, and seasonal routine. Ayurveda also has, and I know we'll talk about this, mind-body type. So they say that not everybody is built the same. We're all built differently. And we respond emotionally differently. We respond to relationships in a different way. Even the job that we have really should be based on our own sense of balance versus imbalance. And different mind-body types thrive in different occupations. You know, and so if you have a certain mind body type and you're in an occupation that's taking you out of balance each and every day, then you're going to be susceptible to illness. So really it's about learning a lot more about yourself.
So kind of like what works for you,
mm-hmm.
right?
Exactly.
You know, it's interesting. I always say sometimes, you know, well, Tom's not going to like this, but, you know, a lot of men are pretty predictable, okay? That you take, like, different face, right? But you know what I mean? Men are probably more women. On the other end, we're so complicated, absolutely. You know? And we have, like, you know, I mean, each one of us, you know, Jennifer, we've already talked about this. Okay, I'm a morning person. She's not so much a morning person, you know? I mean, we have differences. Mm-hmm. And so it's really about closing your eyes, looking inside, and knowing yourself. Absolutely. Is what I'm hearing.
That is exactly what it is.
I saw when I was looking through your book, there was a section on going to bed at the same time and waking up at the same time. It's so important to do those things, to know you need to go to sleep, you need to rest, you need to take care of your body like that.
So the fact that I woke up at 3:30 in the morning, but you know what's interesting? So I'm starting, I know I can't sleep anymore when my mind's working really hard. So I do my little crazy writing, right? I journal or I make my list and then I'm like, okay, can I go to sleep now? You know, I mean, you have to like react to your body.
Right.
Not, oh, I should be going to sleep right now. I should be exercising even if I'm not feeling like 100%.
Right.
It's listening to your body.
Absolutely. It's really tuning into your inner healer. And all of us have that inner healer within us. But we don't listen to it. We override it. We say, you know, I shouldn't be eating this. And I know I'm going to pay for it later. But we go ahead and do it anyway. So it's really tuning into that own inner healer and just learning what makes you tick inside and out.
So in your book, you talk about food as medicine.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So really what we eat and what we put into our bodies affects our health each and every day. And Ayurveda really considers this at the heart and soul of an Ayurvedic practice. And so, you know, I always give the imagery. If you were to imagine everything that you put into your body over a week's time, you know, and if you're not eating healthfully, imagine those cells, because everything we eat, our cells are turned into. So, you know, think of like little Oreo wrappers as your cell, is one cell, maybe a beer can is another cell. And, you know, if you visualize this, if you take those visuals of saying, you know, maybe some cells over here are, you know, slices of pizza versus, okay, my cells are going to be comprised of healthy fruits, vegetables, whole grains. You know, that's a much healthier and better image. Because so many of us think of calories in, calories out, when really we should be thinking about quality of food and really eating much closer to the earth and just knowing that it's not that I'm depriving myself of something. It's that because I'm going to be feeling a lot more energetic. I'm going to be feeling healthier just in general. So Ayurveda really considers that everything that we put into our bodies counts.
Wow. You know what? When we come back, will you tell us a little bit about, we've only got a couple minutes, but I want to just really talk about what it is, your workbook, how we find out more about you and all that.
So, how we can bring the Ayurveda into our lifestyle.
I'm really interested in that. So again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. Let's give something away. How about some Oxnard? We've got the Salsa Festival coming up.
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
And we've got tickets for that. That is July 25th and 26th, and it's down at the Plaza Park. They've got food, music, Friday night. There are so many things going on there. They've got the salsa tasting tent. Have you ever done that before? Oh, my God. All the amazing salsas down there. And anyways.
And everyone has their own type of salsa that they like.
Isn't that, like, what kind do you like?
I like not chunky tomato. Like more like that dark red, no chunks in it kind of thing.
So you like it all blended up really.
Yeah, I think the one that's the chunky tomato, I don't know what that's called, but that's not the one I really love.
Yeah, well, I like a little spice to it.
Oh, yeah, so. I like it like medium,
there you go. All right, anyways, let's give away a couple tickets to that. And we've got our phone number here, 805-419-0000, 08419-0008. And we're talking with Michelle Fondon, and we are going to come back. And then we've got Dr. Sarah Gottfried on, and she's going to be talking about the hormone reset diet. So stay with us. Also, we are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday, and again, from 2 to 3. We've got completely different guests, and we're so glad that you are joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Enséñame a vivir sin ti.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here. And again, I want to just say you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we will be here from 6 to 8, and our phone number is 419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, every break, we love to give something away. We've got Tequila and Taco, music festival that's coming up over at the Collection at River Park in Oxnard. That is July 18th and 19th. We've got tickets. Call in right now to get your name in for that. 805-419-0008. Also, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we are the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Michelle Fondin, and we're talking about the Wheel of Healing with Ayurveda. There we go. Okay, and so we're talking in our break about losing weight, and obviously that's...
I mean, you look fabulous, so yeah, thank you. So obviously, our
how do
secrets
we, yeah,
there.
Hello. Yeah, so let's just end it with that, and then sure. And we're going to have you on again and again.
Oh, thank you.
But, you know, I do want to find out, you know, how my listeners can find out about losing
weight. Absolutely.
Weight.
You know, one of the things that I like to say when it comes to losing weight is simplicity. It should not be complicated. And Ayurveda can seem very complicated, but really it whittles down to how you're eating and what you're eating. And in the book, I have something called the 12 Guidelines to an Ayurvedic Lifestyle Diet, which is really not a diet. When we think of diet, we think of deprivation. Correct. This is not about deprivation. It's about balance. So it's going back to balance, and it's going back to eating the way our ancestors ate, in the sense of purity. So we're talking about, you know, eliminating artificial foods, really going
processed foods, yeah.
Exactly. You know, getting rid of the unhealthy fats, but really eating more balanced. So the 12 guidelines to an Ayurvedic lifestyle diet is great. Now, as I mentioned, there are three mind-body types, and the emphasis to help you lose weight is on a kapha-style diet. Now, if you can remember this word, kapha, K-A-P-H-A, and once you get the book, you can look at the Kapha lifestyle diet, and that will help you if you follow that along with the 12 guidelines to eating an Ayurvedic lifestyle diet. That can really help you quickly to lose weight.
What does that mean, Kapha?
So Kapha is the mind-body type that is a heavier mind-body type. So really the mind-body types work on the elements, space, air, fire, water, and earth. And Kapha is comprised of the two heavier elements of water and earth. When you put together water and earth, you get mud, right? So the dirt that you take, it's heavy. It's very heavy. It's viscous.
Wow.
And if you eat a diet that's for that mind-body type, it helps eliminate the excess. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it helps to pacify it. It eliminates the excess. And so if you're really dealing with a big weight issue, which I know a lot of Americans are really struggling with, you know, by eating those, and I'd say start with the 12 guidelines first. Get used to that. Don't rush your body into something. This is not about drastic. It's not about depriving yourself of a major food group. It's about gradually allowing your body to shift into this healthier lifestyle. But then once you've got the 12 guidelines, you can go to that Kapha diet and it'll help you lose weight.
I like how you said going back to a more natural eating and getting out all the processed food. I sometimes think if we went back to the way our parents fed us.
Yes.
You know, like when I had dinner growing up, we had, I'm sure we had a lot of red meat and chicken, but we had a salad and we had a vegetable and we had a starch. But we had, you know, it was, there was not, we didn't have packaged food. I know that they had it, but we didn't, it wasn't so readily available. And I think it was more expensive. So people didn't make it as often.
Right. And it, so it's much more balanced as a result.
Michelle, where, and we, will we be able to find all this in your book?
Yes, absolutely.
Where are we? Where can we get your book?
So you can get my book anywhere that books are sold, in Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. But also you can go to my website, thewheelofhealing.com, thewheelofhealing.com, and okay. you can find all the products I have
Great.
There.
Great. And I do want to remind all of our listeners that Michelle is in our newsletter. And all you have to do is call up when you're calling up to win. Call up to win by getting a newsletter. You'll find out all these great things. There's links to everybody in there. And we're so glad that you're here. And stay
Thank
with
you
us.
So much.
Our next guest is Dr. Sarah Gottfried, and her book is The Hormone Reset Diet, and it's about healing your metabolism and to lose up to 15 pounds in 21 days. Same kind of, you know, do you think I need to lose weight at this point? It's summer, right? We all need to, like, you know, it just, you feel better. You feel better when you just, you know.
My kids love that commercial that you see on, that you hear on the radio all the time. Are you over 40 and overweight?
Yeah, yeah, that's just exactly. like a given in America anyways. But again, let's welcome Dr. Sarah Gottfried. Doctor, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Kim.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good. Well, thank you so much. We've got a full studio here, and we're so glad that you are here. Where are you calling from?
I live in Berkeley, California.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. So tell us a little bit about yourself and you know, and your book. Is this your first book?
No, this is my second book. My first book is called The Hormone Cure.
Ooh, and okay. We have to get that one and have you back on.
That's right.
I'm telling you, we have so many questions in that. I think everybody does. I think it's something that we all just don't understand.
Well, hormones are complicated. I like to make them come alive and be a lot of fun. But I, you know, when I published my first book, I'm a board-certified gynecologist. I was trained at Harvard Medical School and did my residency at the University of California at San Francisco. And I struggled with hormones myself. So when I was in my 30s, I couldn't kind of get it together. I couldn't lose weight after having a couple kids. I couldn't deal with the PMS each month. And that's what got me started on fixing hormones naturally, especially with how you eat, move, think, and supplement.
Mm, I love that. I love that. Yeah, I've never had a weight problem. And I, of course, I have four children. They're all, that excuse of like, I just had a baby is like long gone. Now my daughter just had twins. Okay. So, and she's skinny already. So it's like, gosh.
And she's young. That's the problem.
I don't know. But I feel like I'm, you know, I move a lot, but I'm not, something's wrong with my hormones. So I'm so excited that you're here. I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now. Our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. If you have a question about any of the things that we were talking about with Michelle or Dr., can we call you Sarah?
Yes.
Yes. With Sarah on the hormone reset diet, give us a call. We want to hear from you at 805-419-0008. So, okay, so are you saying if we figure out our hormones, we could actually lose weight?
Oh, definitely. I mean, hormones dictate what your body does with food. So
wow.
I think it's crucial that you get your hormones in a balance. Now, it sounds like you haven't struggled with your weight. You may have a fast metabolism. But what happens to a lot of women, especially over the age of 35 or 40, is that metabolism starts to slow down.
It's so unkind. It really
so
is
unkind.
So unfair, yeah. Because the problem is when you're young and you don't have a problem with weight, you never learn how to diet.
And exactly. And now I'm just starting, like, you're really conscious about everything.
But like,
we go to
a
restaurant.
I've had to change my life, my lifestyle. I lost weight and to keep it off. I mean, but I never, when I was growing up, my mom, she sewed all my dresses and she would say, do not lose any weight because this will not fit you. It will be too big.
Right.
You know, because I just naturally never worried about it. But I have to ask you a question. This is Jennifer. And are we talking about not taking any sort of medicine for the hormones? We're working with the changes naturally. I just want to make sure for all of our listeners that they know which direction we're going.
That's right. I mean, it's amazing how much you can change your hormones with your fork. And that's
really
what my book is about. It's about the seven hormones that tend to get out of whack when you are struggling with weight loss, when you've got hair loss or hair thinning, when you've got insatiable hunger. There's seven hormones in particular that we want to address.
Okay, so let's do, I'm a hair therapist, and so I always am dealing with even listeners that call up and say, you know, that their hair is starting to, even I went through that a little bit. I was like, what the heck? I have really thick hair. And all of a sudden I started to do it. I kind of got it back under control, but what are they? What are the seven?
The seven are estrogen, insulin, leptin, which is the satiety hormone. It tells you to put the fork down. Cortisol, the stress hormone, thyroid, growth hormone, and testosterone.
Okay, so which one, let's just say, which one leads to losing your hair?
Well, I think of thyroid in terms of hair loss.
Yeah, I would say.
Right? It's every single cell in your body has a receptor that attaches to thyroid hormone. And what that means is that it's in charge of your metabolism, how fast or how slow you burn calories, but also growth in your body, including keeping your hair thick and kind of shiny and healthy. Cortisol can also affect hair loss. You hear about people who go through a major stressful event and have hair loss or hair thinning as a result. So those two hormones, I think, are the most important when it comes to hair.
Wow, I would totally agree with you. I mean, when I have a client in that's either gone through a divorce or a death or something, I always go, what's going on in your life? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, you're kind of losing your hair. I mean, I could get that, or you need to go get your thyroid checked. So at least I'm good on that, Michelle.
Sarah, I was just wondering, you know, you talked about cortisol levels, and so something like meditation that lowers the cortisol levels, would that help too?
Oh, definitely. I'm a yoga teacher, so I'm a big fan of using mind-body techniques as a way of adjusting your cortisol level. But a lot of people need a little extra help, or they're just not the meditating type. And so I believe in really having a broad selection here. You know, calling a girlfriend can also lower your cortisol level. Cutting out caffeine, which is what I talk about in the book, can lower your cortisol. So the main thing here is whether you have problems with cortisol. Is it disrupting your sleep? Is it leading to a muffin top? Those are the reasons why you want to address cortisol.
Oh, wow. So you're saying, obviously, to meditate. But what if you are not one of those kind of people that can meditate? What would be your next answer?
Well, I'm a big fan of kind of a cell-to-soul approach for natural hormone balancing. And so if you're not a meditator, I think some of the good options there are to take a hot bath every night. You know, a lot of women love hot baths. You can put some Epsom salt in there, maybe some essential oils, and it just allows you to, you know, just kind of turn off that monkey mind.
Depress, right? Yeah.
And it helps you sleep. You know, it's almost like putting a baby to sleep. You want to have a ritual at night that helps you wind down so that you're not checking emails right before you try to go to bed.
That's so true.
You just
nailed
me,
okay? Monkey mind.
I got the monkey mind so bad.
And I started, like, for some reason, like 9 months ago, I started taking a shower every night before I went to sleep. I have no idea why. And I do it. And now I cannot go to bed without taking a shower. I don't wash my hair, but I go.
So you just kind of relax your body.
I do. And it's,
right?
I kind of like it helps me because I do. If I'm that person, if I have something on my mind, it will keep me from sleeping. And it does kind of help me shut everything down. It's my ritual of, like,
going to sleep. That's really good. You know, Dr. Sarah Gottfried is who we're talking to right now. We're talking about the Hormone Reset Diet. That is her book. It's so interesting. I we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
Oh, sure.
Okay, great. Of course, we want to give something away. And let's see, how about, how about a lazy dog? I love lazy dog cafe.
Oh, yes, go there
cafe.
For the edamame. I know, it's so good for you, too.
I know. In fact, we'll talk a little bit more about food, but I've got a gift certificate for a caller that gets in right now. So we want to get everybody calling in, and we're trying to get our goal up there. We've been reaching it, and I want to beat it. So, again, 805-419-0008, and again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're going to be here till 8 o'clock. We're here every Saturday from 6 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much. Again, we've been giving lots of stuff away, and our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And if you haven't already called in, we've got some Oxnard Salsa tickets for the festival. That's July 25th and 26th. We've got Lazy Dog Cafe. We've got Pete's Breakfast House. And we've got Tequila and Taco Music Festival that we've already, are taking callers right now. So, again, if you are just listening right now, we're so glad that you're here. And let's throw in, yeah, what do you want to throw in?
I'm waiting. I have a question.
Oh, you're like already
waiting. I want to make sure I get it in because we were talking on the break.
Ah, there you go. Also, you know what? Let's throw in a couple tickets to a second annual Miss Plus 805 pageant over at Pacifica. And it's a great one. It's a pageant that promotes individuality, confidence, and overall achievement. And so we'd love to give away a couple of gift certificates to that. That's July 25th. And we'd love you to be able to go. So again, call us right now at 805-419-0008. I do want to remind you of our next hour. We've got MJ Holt, the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, and she's going to be joining us in studio also. And then we've got Daniel Gallardo and his band, Square One. They're young guys. They called me up. They go to Camarillo High School, and they're going to be playing over at one of the restaurants out here. And
awesome. Yeah.
So I love people that, it's all about the brighter side, and it's about helping out and really giving people a chance. He's like, seriously, you're going to let me come on? I'm like, yeah, I really am. I can't wait to hear you. So anyway, stay with us all the way through our next hour. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we're talking with Dr. Sarah Gottfried and her book, The Hormone Reset Diet. So interesting. And we're so glad that you're here again. If you have a question, call us 805-419-0008. Dr. Sarah Gottfried, tell us, okay, you talked about
muffin top. Yeah. So we're wondering, as you're going into perimenopause and all of that, and we're still desperately trying to get rid of these muffin tops. What can we be doing as we go into that?
Well, the muffin top is really common. You know, the average waist size of a woman in the U.S. is about 38 inches. And that's about 3 inches bigger than what we want in terms of staying healthy. So there's a couple of things. Cortisol is really the main problem with the muffin top. The other hormone that I think about is growth hormone. And with both of these hormones, you don't want them too low and you don't want them too high. You want them in that Goldilocks position. So there's a couple of ways that you can address this. One is to go caffeine-free. That's reset number 4 in my book. It starts on day 10. This is a 21-day protocol.
I was pretending I didn't see that because I saw that in your book.
Yeah.
Yeah, so getting off of caffeine makes such a difference when it comes to cortisol. The other thing, this one makes me a little less popular, but oh my gosh, it totally works. Alcohol raises your cortisol. And
really?
So I recommend that you do a detox, you do this 21-day plan, and you get off of alcohol for 21 days. It's amazing how much it'll boost your metabolism. It'll help to melt that muffin top. And then the third thing is to get off of dairy.
Oh.
Dairy is one of those really common food intolerances that leads to a muffin top.
Wow. So do you mean all alcohol or like just hard? No, I'm just curious because
I'm
they
sure
say
you are,
drinking,
Jennifer.
They say red wine is good for you, so all alcohol?
For 21 days.
Okay.
And here's why. We know that even one glass of wine for a woman will slow down metabolism by more than 70%. It's temporary, but for the next 24 hours, you're going to be slower at burning calories. And so if you are drinking a glass of wine or two every night, it really adds up, and it tends to go straight to your belly. So I want you to get off of it for 21 days. It also is a way of testing whether you have a sticky relationship with alcohol. And then you can go back to the alcohol. Just, drink really good stuff.
That's really interesting. And so 21 days doing this, and then you can kind of, bring it back in slowly?
You bring it back in slowly. So just as I have a 3-day protocol for each of these 7 hormones for a total of 21 days, you then start to add food back and watch your reaction for 3 days.
Wow.
Starting on day 22. The cool thing about that is it really gets you back into a conversation with your body, which I think many of us have lost just from being too busy or just, eating on the go. I think we've lost that conversation with what foods are the best for us and what drinks are the best for us.
It's funny when you do start listening to your body. I love pizza and I cannot eat pizza. It gives me terrible indigestion. And I cannot in like chips and dip, which another thing I love. Same thing. I can, and I kind of have learned like, okay, I'm not going to feel good after I eat those things. So I really try not to, which is a shame because I love them. But it's better for me not to have them. But when you do start paying attention to your body, you kind of
you feel your symptoms, right? Yeah.
Now, that's such a good point because what you're doing when you're making a decision about the chips or the pizza, you're future valuing what your body's going to feel like. If you feel like crap after having pizza, I certainly do. It's like a bomb of gluten combined with dairy, and it just doesn't do well in my body. Those are the two most common food intolerances. And so when you do that future value and you just decide, okay, it's not worth it. Like, it's better for me to eat salmon and some broccoli because that's going to make you feel so much better for the next 24 hours.
Now, what about, when you eat and sometimes you feel hungry immediately after or you feel like you want sweets immediately after?
I always sometimes need like, but you can, I think you can get curb that with like, I was looking like a piece of dark chocolate, but a small piece. I think you find you don't really need a bowl of ice cream.
Yeah.
Just like a Hershey Kiss could really like solve that.
Yeah. Michelle?
But you can totally have dark chocolate on this food plan because the cool thing about dark chocolate is that it's an antioxidant. So it helps you with that DNA damage and preventing it. And it also lowers cortisol. That may be my favorite study ever.
So we're all going to Trader Joe's and getting the dark cocoa chocolate bar for dinner tonight.
There you go. Michelle, you had something to say?
Yeah, I had a question. We were talking earlier about Ayurveda, and then you mentioned dairy. Have you done any research as far as the difference of eating organic dairy versus non-organic? Because I understand the non-organic dairy has a lot of hormones, a lot of antibiotics, but also Ayurveda recommends boiling your milk and bringing it to room temperature, and somehow that's more easily digestible. Do you know how to make dairy more easily digestible for people to assimilate?
Well, I think organic is definitely an important choice, although you have to realize that most of the cows that are used for milk in the U.S. are pregnant, all of them are lactating. And so often you're going to get estrogen. You're going to get extra estrogen, even in the organic milk. It may not have the growth hormones or some of the other bad hormones, but even with the organic milk, you're going to get exposed to estrogen.
Wow.
So in terms of ways of making it better, I think, the Ayurvedic principles I really agree with, and I think the strategy of boiling your milk makes sense to me. I don't know the science of it, The other thing that you can do is you can take digestive enzymes that help you to break down the milk and assimilate the nutrients.
You know, we are almost at the end of this hour, and we'd love to have you back because there's so many more questions, and I'd love to. Where do people find your book?
You can find it at hormonereset.com, hormonereset.com.
Okay, great. And send us your other one, too, so that we can have you back on and talk about all these. I think it's such a something everyone needs right now.
Sounds great. I'd love to be back.
You got it. All right. Again, thank you so much, everyone. Michelle, where do we get your stuff, too?
Yeah, at thewheelofhealing.com, thewheelofhealing.com.
All right, great. Jennifer, we're going to stay on for our next hour.
We absolutely
and,
are.
And again, Tom. And again, we've got another great hour for you, so stay with us. Again, write this number down right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. That is a number that can get you your newsletter to get all these great prizes that we're giving away. And I want to thank all of our sponsors, too, for being a part of our show. And, of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. The best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. So with that, stay with us. We'll be right back, and we've got another couple great gifts.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.